My name is Jim Maguire, and the poem I'm going to read is called Glenn Gould's Chair. I was not fooled by his attention-seeking ways, the daft essays, his thing for Petula Clark, the out-of-tune humming as he played, not to mention the hand-washing routines, the farcically slow speeds, or me, who he'd made specially with screw clamps and a folding bridge chair, all to do with some crackpot notion that his Bach sounded cleaner if his knees were higher than his arse. But I did like him in the early days, when he'd suddenly sit straight and gaze heavenward. The travel, too, I adored. The fountains of Rome, or scent of a new Bossendorfer in the Staatsoper Hall, more than making up for the Goldberg long hours. His dread of being touched, all that absurd fretting over room temperatures. But I drew the line at his techno phase, when the fetish for recording machines meant wholesome days squandered in windowless rooms. I tried everything to keep the boredom at bay, even humming out of tune. No Tweedledee partitas for me, just Frankie Lane giddying up his mule train, and towards the end, the obligatory verse of Goodnight, Irene. I had prepared without knowing for the shallowness of his final days in aeroplane holds and the trunks of cars, reading Kierkegaard, coming to understand my daredevil streak and certain longings which mistakenly I'd put down to his prickliness rubbing off on me, but which I now see as nothing more than the purple love I harbour for the things I fear. Like the drone of the lawnmower outside this library, where home is now a glass case, reminding me of glances exchanged on trains or the heart-stopping touch of anonymous hands bearing me from the wings to the stage. But I'm happy to be here, alone at last, with no regrets or nuts to entertain. Just the cues who file past, raving about my legs, or the ghost they sometimes see, still squinting over invisible keys. I look out benignly and call them rude names under my breath. That is, if I'm not off somewhere, dreaming up things to do in my mature phase. Chilling by the seashore, hanging out in cafes, painting deathless nudes. One of the first pieces of creative writing that I ever did was in second class when we were asked to write about an object. And I think the object that I chose to write about was a football. So I've gone back to that exercise for this poem. And instead of a football, the object telling its story is the chair used by the brilliant Canadian pianist Glenn Gould. Who was also famously eccentric, and one of his eccentricities was that he used the same chair for 40 years. It was by the end, it was a very kind of battered looking thing, but he brought it around the world with him and wouldn't be parted from it. And I suppose the thing about writing about objects is that we tend to project ourselves onto any object. And I know with myself, it can be an attachment to a very useless object even. You know, I think of the cup at home that's a bit broken, you know, with the handle broken off and there's pens in it and buttons in it. And someone says, oh, let's throw that out. And I'll say, no, don't. And you wonder kind of what is that attachment? And, you know, maybe it's got a lot more to do with something being a little bit kind of broken and underappreciated in myself, you know. So maybe the poem isn't really about Glenn Gould's chair at all or about the piano. It could very well be about somebody maybe who's just broken free from a relationship maybe that they have felt quite uncomfortable in or that they haven't felt at home in, someone maybe who's played second fiddle all their life and suddenly they're discovering that they have this rather flamboyant voice, they have this daredevil streak, you know, that they like walking on the beach, a sensual kind of person, and maybe there's somebody who's just beginning to say, hey, I've a life ahead of me.